are some questions you need to put in the Ask God When I Get to Heaven file. Dr. Dixon shares on the question, God, why is this happening to me? And how letting go of your why questions increases your faith. Let's listen now.
Have you ever asked God, why is this happening to me? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9 and also verse 12 in the CEV translation, we don't know everything and our prophecies are not complete. Now, all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Later, we will see him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will, just as God completely understands us. You know, in his pain and despair, Job asked a lot of legitimate questions. Why let people go on living in misery? Yeah, in the third chapter of Job. Why give light to those in grief? You know, this why question is human nature, and we all ask it. We have this misconception that if we understand the reason behind our pain, then it will make the pain easier. Here's the truth. You don't need an explanation. You need strength. You don't need an explanation. You need a savior. You don't need an explanation. You need comfort and strength. But we always want an explanation, don't we? We ask questions. Why did that person walk out of my life? Why did he make a promise to me and then break it? Why did she hurt me? Why did I lose my job? Why did she die? Why did I get sick? Listen. I've been studying the why question for years, and here's my educated answer. Are you ready? I don't know. And I'm never going to know because I'm not God, and neither are you. We're just never going to understand some things until we get to heaven. Then it's all going to become clear. Only God knows the answer to your why. And if you don't get his answer right off from the bat, you might as well stop asking. Because you're simply prolonging the pain. Proverbs 25:2 says, it is God's privilege to conceal things. Well, God is a God of revelation. He reveals himself through nature and through circumstances and through scripture. And the only reason you know anything about God is because he has chosen to reveal himself. But the Bible says God doesn't only reveal, God also conceals. And sometimes God intentionally hides his face from you. Why? So you'll learn to trust him. So you'll learn to live by faith rather than by your feelings. God doesn't owe you an explanation for anything. God doesn't have to check in with you before he does something. God doesn't have to get your permission before he allows things to happen in life. God is God. And you're not always going to understand why some things happen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13:9-12, which I just read to you, we don't know everything. Our prophecies are not complete. Now all we can see of God is like a cloudy picture in a mirror. Later we will see him face to face. We don't know everything, but then we will, just as God completely understands us. One day, everything will be made clear and will make sense. You will be able to say, so that's why God allowed that in my life. Until then, God wants you to just trust him. I am Carol Dixon, and this is Dash.
We know that Dash brings transformation power to your life, and we want to invite you to join us as a Dash Legacy Builder. As a Legacy Builder, you will be equipping individuals all over the world with the transformative Word of God. For more information on how you can be a Dash Legacy Builder, go to caroldixon.net/dash. caroldixon.net/dash. Dash is a 501c3 organization. All gifts and support are tax deductible.